first-year head coach, but you've been in the Spearfish system for a few years and been out there in the Black Hills for several years. So you're no stranger to anything as you took over.
No, I'm very familiar with the program, where it's been, some of the tough things that they've gone through and some of the adversity that they've faced. And the difference this year is the athletes have really bought into what we're doing. We've got some great support staff from every spot, from our athletic trainer and Jess Harkless to our strength and conditioning coach and Eric Santer to our mindset coach, our sports psychologist Cecily Barneau, and then our assistant coaches that have been here for a while. So we just got a great set of support staff, and then the kids have really bought into what we're doing here. And, you know, that's what it takes, is them to buy in 100% and take it by the ring.
You know, as I said, you start off 3-1, and you're oh so close to 4-0. Just a tough loss last week, coming east to Aberdeen. So, you know, maybe a little under the radar at the beginning of the season. I don't think you're under anybody's radar anymore.
No, and we knew that we might get overlooked here and there, but our seniors and junior class, they decided that this was the year that we were going to change things, and the amount of effort that they put into the off season, this 3-1 record, it didn't happen this season. It didn't happen even in the last year. Every class has bought in more and more, shown what it is. And this year is the first year that, you know, the off season was a priority for everybody. And, I mean, we had 37 guys committed to the weight room, committed to going to open fields that were completely senior led. So, it's paying off.
Tell us about your team. I know you opened up with the win at home over T area, and that got some people's attention. I showed a lot of explosiveness that game, and, well, you've had a few high-scoring games like last week, a little bit more of a low-scoring game, so you've been able to play both ways.
Absolutely. Our team has a great team chemistry, great team bond. They know that they're playing for each other, so different aspects of the game come alive when we need it to. This last week, our offense wasn't clicking on all cylinders. We weren't able to get the big plays. Aberdeen did a great job of controlling the trenches on us. And so our defense knew that they had to step up big, and they really did. You know, a couple plays here and there, and the outcome is different. And our team just does a great job of adapting to what we need to be for that game.
You know, just overall, depth is always the key as well, and looks like that is held up free as well.
Absolutely. Our depth, that's a huge indicator of success, in my opinion, is do you have enough guys to get rotations in and quality rotations in? That keeps you fresh in the game, but it also prevents, you know, overuse injuries, injuries because you're just tired on that field and something bad happens. So we've been able to stay fairly healthy, and that's definitely because of our depth. And we've got a lot of guys that, you know, it's tough. You want to get guys the ball, you want to get guys playing time, but there's so many that we have that we've got to really rotate, and that's a good problem to have.
Now, Huron comes in. Huron at 1-3. They had a big win, their first win last week against Sturgis, and they're a team that, really inexperienced, but if you've seen all four games, they've made improvements, game 1-2, 2-3, 3-4, picked up a win. So it's a team that's just getting more experience.
Yeah, anytime you're starting to play a team mid-season, that's kind of when a lot of teams are playing some of their best football, because they've learned a lot, but they also aren't having any nagging injuries. So Huron is a team that they play fairly similar to us, so we know what they're capable of, and I think they're eager to show the state that they are a good team, and I'm excited for them to come in here and give us a good game, and hopefully we can come out on top.
And just wrap up with this, some of the keys for your Spartans against the Huron Tigers.
Huron is a very athletic team, so our defensive backs are going to have a good night. Our defensive staff have done a great job of getting those guys ready, putting a scheme in place that we can have success with. And then offensively, we're going back to our basics, really trying to own that offensive line and win in the trenches and really control the clock is kind of our game plan here. If we can control the trenches and then prevent the pass on defense, I think we're going to be all right.
Tom Teason, head coach of the Spearfish Spartans, will talk to Huron Tiger coach Drew Strand next. This timeout brought to you by Huron Community Campus, home of $40 credits. This is Dakota Sports. Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, TJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
This Huron Tiger moment is 1986 girls tennis. The girls won the state title that year. They had been building to 1986, winning four consecutive ESD titles. The girls were runner-up in the state in 1985, then behind a pair of sisters, Carmen and Cheryl Holt, and Christy and Cherie Swisher, they took on the field and won the 1986 team title. The 1986 girls tennis team was coached by Hank Holt.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big-screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
We continue our pregame report. We talk with Huron Tiger Coach Drew Strand. Huron Tiger Coach is brought to you by The Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. 3rd Street is open in front of their doors, and stop on in tonight for a good steak or more at The Scoreboard. Coach, coming off that initial win of the season, and you know, I've said this each week when we've had this visit, we've seen positive steps week one, week two, week three to week four. Week four culminated in a win. So first off, here, as we're just about to the half point of the season, you got to be happy that this young team, especially along the line, has made some progressions.
Yep, I mean, they really came a long ways. You know, a lot of these young guys never had the experience before, but now that they're starting to get a feel for things, they're starting to work together, and you can see the bond kind of growing just between the teams. You know, when we came in at the beginning of the year, really didn't know anybody or kind of how it was, but now they're starting to form together and really starting to work together and see things through.
You know, and I thought the kids showed some savvy there in the second half, because Sturgis drives down the field two times in a row to start the second half, goes up 21-6, but then outside of their overtime touchdown, defense clamped down enough to keep us in the game until the offense got going late.
Yeah, I mean, on offense, we just kind of took what they were giving us, and that's, you know, use 6'9 and 6'5 on the outside of Blake and Anderson, and just continue to work on the things that we got to do and be able to run the ball a little bit. So hopefully, you know, going into this game, we're able to kind of put those three phases together and just kind of accumulate that so we can control the ball offensively.
You know, and when you mentioned running the ball, Landon Hulse did have 81 yards rushing. That was the best performance running the ball this year for our guys. And really, you know, we got to throw the run at teams a little bit. Bottom line is they're going to blanket the two big guys, but we got to show them the run.
Yeah, I mean, guys are going to start seeing that we got those guys on the outside, so they're going to have to play it a little bit differently if they want to. And then we got to rely more on Landon, and now that Thackeray's back in the backfield 100%, you know, those two will be able to split it and kind of just take off from there. And, you know, they're definitely both guys that are dynamic enough to break open an open run and get us some big yards, so hopefully they can do that tonight.
Now, Spearfish, first things first, they're 3-1, suffered their first loss, tough loss at Aberdeen last week, but probably the best Spearfish team we've seen in the last 6 or 7 years.
Yep, I mean, watching film on them, you know, it just totally looks like a totally different team. They're big, they go hard, kind of reminds me of Yankton team. You know, they hit and they just continue to fly around for the football, and they do things and they do them 100%, and if you're not ready for it, they're going to blow you back.
And the other thing, too, is I imagine Spearfish approach going to be a little bit like Sturgis's. They want to establish the run. They want to run the ball. They have an athletic quarterback.
Yep. I mean, they're going to want to run the ball, so hopefully we can do what we need to do on offense to kind of control that clock, because we're going to have to find ways to keep their offense off the field, and that's the best way to do it is to keep our offense on the field. So if we can extend our drives and keep them longer, I think we'll have a good shot at this one.
And defensively, rap. They, you know, we've struggled with that at times this year, and now especially with the way it sounds Spearfish wants to go, keep the arms wrapped, make the tackle.
Yep. I mean, we're going to have everybody swarming at the ball and just continue to go. And hopefully we don't have a lot of those missed tackles and mental mistakes like last week. So we just got to kind of clean that stuff up. And, you know, I think our defense is always right there. Our guys are always in the spots to make the plays. We just got to make the plays tonight.
You know, and as you look back to last week, one last time, you know, hopefully the kids prove something to themselves. You know, we made big plays. We came back. We got the big stop on the two-point conversion to get the win. So, you know, for a team needing confidence, that was a nice dose here. But now can we make step from game 4 to 5 like we have every other game this year?
Yep. Like I've been telling them all week, you know, there's been spurts where whether it was the first half of the game in the first 3 weeks, and just continuing to make growth, and then all of a sudden here it was in the second half of last week's game. So we just got to kind of find a way to put that together for 4 quarters here tonight, and hopefully, you know, if they can do that and they can just focus on their jobs and play together, we'll be all right.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. Again, our Tiger coach brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. You're on Community Campus Timeout on Dakota Sports.
Jeremy and Marlene and the entire crew of the Scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at the Scoreboard located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Featuring a full menu, check out the website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline baker room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with old friends at the Scoreboard Barn Grill. Now, go get them, Tigers.
The Huron Tiger Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
Look at all the pictures of the resort you'd stay in every year. All you need to do is pay reasonable maintenance fees once a year. With any contract that you're signing, read and understand everything. What happens if you cancel? Can you get out of this contract? If you feel pushed into signing the contract, you need to stop and take a step back. If you have questions, contact the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Cole McNeil, 4, quarterback.
Zachary Hansen, number 9, running back.
Colby Holford, number 22, fullback, linebacker, punter.
Jonathan Peterson, number 30, running back, linebacker.
Marcus Anderson, number 57, O-line and D-line.
Dominic Pruitt, number 62, O-line, D-line.
Logan Rindecker, number 81, wide receiver and cornerback.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We're in Spearfish tonight for Huron Tiger football, Lyle Hare Stadium, actually on the campus of Black Hills State University. And gorgeous night for football, very little wind. The sun is out for the time being with a very clear sky. And just, as I said, a great night to watch some high school football. Spearfish comes in at 3-1, Huron at 1-3. The two teams have not met here in 3 years. Last time, 3 years ago, Huron did pick up the win, and that was here in Spearfish. So now looking to get Huron would like to win another one here in Spearfish, obviously. I do want to back up a little bit. Last week, I've actually had a few questions about this when I was talking about the overtime win last week after Sturgis. And some people took it as it was the first time ever Huron Tiger football had won an overtime game. I don't know that for a fact. I just know that was the first time Huron won an overtime game since I took over Huron Tiger football. This will be my 223rd consecutive game. So going back to the first game of the 2002 season, last week was the sixth overtime game that I've done for the Huron Tigers, and the first five Huron lost two times, losing to Pierre, one under Tim Budenhagen, one under Michael Schmitz, once to Watertown under Coach Mike Postma, Lost to Harrisburg, and that was a playoff game, also under Coach Postma, and then a loss down in Yankton under Coach Schmitz. Those were the five consecutive losses before finally get the win there last night with Coach Strand. So I'm just going back to 2002. We had lost five consecutive overtime games before last night's win. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Halftime in Sioux Falls, or I believe they're playing in Sioux Falls anyway. Well, Brookings led at halftime 14-12, and now Roosevelt has went on top of Brookings 26-14 late in the third quarter. Late in the first half, T area is leading Mitchell 26-0. That's what we have here so far in AA, so we do have a couple of early start games. I guess officially this is an early start game because it is just before 6 o'clock local time here, but of course our regular tip kickoff time out east in Huron. Getting set for the national anthem, so we'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout here of 2 minutes. Huron Community Campus, home of $40 in-person credits. That's Huron Community Campus. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production. Balancing biology with fertility, they offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back in Spearfish, I'm Jeff Duffy, getting set for Huron Tiger football. Gorgeous Friday night here in Spearfish, the Spartans homecoming. We found that, well, we kind of knew it anyway, but we found out the hard way is we're coming into town. We ran into the parade, and it took a while to find a way to get around the parade route so we could get here to Lyle Hare Stadium. But, of course, we made it. Getting the flip here, and then we'll be ready for kickoff shortly. If you're watching on the video stream, that's on YouTube here on SD Radio Sports. I got very cramped quarters here. For a Division II school, the radio booth is not very big, and the north end zone, that would be to my left. I'm going to have a hard time getting everything in the stream picture, but we'll do our best. It's a little better going to the south end zone to my right, but just to be a little forewarned there, we'll do the best we can to keep up with that. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Our officials for tonight, Genevieve Demet Osborne, Steve Hilton, Jed Mazion, Tanner Tucker, and Bradley Tucker. They are the law on the field, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. As I said, it is homecoming for Spearfish. They have a nice crowd here filling it. I'm on the home side of the field, as I always am, for football. Looks like Spearfish won the toss and deferred. So Huron will get the ball first. And Huron will receive the ball from the north end and go south. So Huron will be on offense first. Starters on offense for Huron. I never did get starters for Spearfish, so we'll be adjusting to their lineup on the fly here. I kind of know who the main ball carriers are, but for Huron, along the line, tackles are Nolan Staley, Reagan Dirksen, guards Jackson Greenfield, Elliot Hartman, the center is Charlie Martin. On the skill positions, wide receivers, Anderson Porridge, Blake Elwine, and Logan Lyondecker. Tight end is Mason Juergens. Tailback is Landon Hull. Stand quarterback is Colton McNeil. Now, Colby Hofer is dressed. He sprained his ankle late in the first half 2 weeks ago against T area. He is dressed, but it's still unknown if his plan is to give it a go here tonight. Knowing the kid, he's probably going to be thinking he's going to go, and so we'll see how that decision goes. But he is dressed. He's got his helmet on. I can see him over there. And at least he's not on the kick return team, that much I can tell. Huron wearing the road whites with orange numbers, black trim, black pants with a couple of orange and white stripes. And Spearfish is wearing the maroon tops with white numbers and letters. Nice big white numbers. I like that on a uniform and completely white pants. Back deep to receive, Bubba Peterson and Riley Winiger. And kicking off for Spearfish is number 77, Samuel Marcus. Ready to go here at 1 minute before 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. End-over-end kick. Winiger will track it down at the three-yard line, far sideline, trying to find a little room. He squirts forward and close to the 20-yard line, used his blockers, and did get a little bit of positive yardage on that. And first and 10 for Huron to open up the game. Looks like they're putting him right about at the 20-yard line. So a nice return by Winiger. So 20-yard line, first and 10 for Huron with the ball first here to open up the game. They'll go shotgun, Hulst right beside McNeil, trips right on first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Looking to pass, going to throw short, and intercepted. Intercepted, and this is going to go back for the touchdown. Dylan Duran on the first play of the game. Interception, it was over the head of Riley Winiger, and could not be a worse start for the Huron Tigers. Turn it over on the overthrow. Dylan Duran, about a 26-yard interception return, and very quickly, the Spartans are up 6-0 with the extra point pending. That had disaster written all over it. It was over the head of Winiger, and Duran was just playing center field there. And Winiger was the only one that was going to have a chance to make the tackle. He did not. So 17 seconds in, and Spearfish leads 7-0. Huron takes off on the extra point, so it's going to be half the distance of the goal. See if the Spartans still want to kick or if they're going to go for two. And now they're going to go for two as it's going to be at the 1.5-yard line. So Huron, well, you can't have a much worse start than this. Pick six on the first offensive play. And then on the extra point, Huron encroaches, and the Spartans are going to go for two, and they're showing a full house backfield handoff to the second man through, going wide right, and skips in for the score. That is Hunter Walters. Now, there are flags on the play, so check that before we count the two-point conversion. And it looks like now we're going to go back to kicking the extra point. So we'll get this extra point kicked eventually. A 10-yard penalty on Spearfish. So now it's going to be essentially a 29-yard attempt here on the point after for Marcus. So 10-yard penalty on the Spartans. Snap is there. The kick is high enough, and it is good. 7-0 Spearfish, 13 or 17 seconds into the game. You're on community campus timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coat for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Tigers, dig an early hole, a pick six on the first play from scrimmage by Spearfish. They're up 7-0, and just like we're doing the opening kickoff again, Marcus kicking off, and this time Bubba Peterson will watch it go over his head into the end zone. Touchback, first and 10 for Huron at the 20-yard line. Well, now you have to bounce back, keep your head up. A little adversity, more than a little adversity to open the game, but just come back. We still have, well, over 47 and a half minutes left to play here, so just make the plays here. Let's get some momentum, move the ball. Huron will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Two receivers left, one right, and the shotgun for McNeil on first and 10. Here comes motion. That's Porish to the near side. And the snap there, McNeil, straight drop. Here comes the rush. Rolls it out. He's in trouble all the way back by the goal line. Throws it away, and that could be intentional grounding. He very close to getting it to the line of scrimmage. He was out of the pocket. I think they will let it go as an incomplete pass. Second down and 10. Had a big rush coming up the middle there by Spearfish. Lathan Lucas fired up the middle and had the rush. Second and 10 for Huron from the 20. Trips left, one receiver right. Pistol for McNeil. He's going to throw the overthrow, try to get the bubble screen over there to Leyendecker, way over his head. Incomplete. Third and 10. And while this has not been anywhere close to the start you want, three incomplete passes, one of which was intercepted and returned for a touchdown. So third and 10 from the 20-yard line. Again, stay in that shotgun formation with Hulse in a two-point right beside McNeil. Here comes motion again. That's Leyendecker. And looking to the right, short pass to Leyendecker at the 20, and he is crushed right where he caught it. Got a yard on the play. That was Duren, who had the pick six. 1 yard on the play, and Huron will go three plays and out, fourth down. And Anderson Porish will be asked to punt it out of duress. Right now, Spearfish doesn't have anybody back to receive the punt. Now, finally, they do send somebody back deep. That is Carson Sire back to receive the punt from Anderson Porish. See if Spearfish is coming after it here. Snap and a nice high kick. Going to be a little short. Going to angle off to the left. Bounce straight up in the air. And then start to bounce backwards. So Oakley Anderson will down it. And good field position for Spearfish as they'll finally get their first snaps. And will be in Huron territory. 10:41 to go. First quarter. Spearfish already up 7-0. And the Spartans will have it first and 10 at the Huron 48-yard line. 47, we'll call it, first and 10. The quarterback is Thomas Hughes, and he is a definite running threat. And he's going to flip it out near side. The pass complete, 45-40. And finally, a tackle made from behind by Bubba Peterson. Just flipped it out there to Cade Wawrzyńska, and he'll have enough for the first down up to the 37-yard line, so that's a gain of 10. And quickly, Spearfish at the Huron 37-yard line, first and 10. They'll go shotgun here for Hughes. He'll hand it off to his back. Hunter Walters tries to get something going. I was trying to follow his blockers, and Oakley Anderson came in and just got him at the legs. Rayshon Whiff helped finish it off. And actually go a loss of a yard on the play for Hunter Walters. Second and 11 back at the 38-yard line. We're just underway, but Spearfish, a quick score on a pick six. Shotgun for Hughes on second down and 11. Going to hand it off. Walters again tries to turn the corner, heads up. He'll be tackled by Riley Winiger at about the 35. Give him about three on the play. We'll set up a third and long for the Spearfish Spartans. All right, at the 35-yard line, call it third and 8 for Spearfish. They'll go with the pistol here on third down and 8. One receiver left, one receiver right for Thomas Hughes. Hughes is going to hand it off, and one tackle broken by Walters, but he's going to be stopped back behind the line of scrimmage for a loss. And that'll make it fourth and 10. For Spearfish, Bischoff on the stop along with Bubba Peterson. And at fourth and 10, Spearfish will show a punt here. We'll see. This is the spot in the field where he could very easily run a fake at the opponent's 37. And, well, they are going to run it. And Marcus going right. He puts the head down, and he's going to get the first down. I called it. I think he had the option to kick, but he just saw a big hole there on the right side, kept running it. Fake punt and a first and 10 for Spearfish. Again, he didn't have a lot to lose there, fourth and 10, but at the opponent 37-yard line. And Marcus, wearing a lineman's number, will advance it all the way to the 23-yard line, a gain of 15 in the fake punt. Gives Spearfish a first and 10 at the Huron 23-yard line, 8:20 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Spearfish. Shotgun and fake, and Hughes will keep it himself. He'll skip forward for about a gain of 4 on the play. Mason Juergens with the tackle for Huron. Give Hughes a gain of 3 on the play, 2nd and 7 from the Huron. 2nd and 7 from the 20. Marcus, he is actually playing in the offensive line. He comes off probably thinking, hey, you should put me back there in the backfield. I can run it. 2nd and 7 from the 20-yard line. Spearfish will have a slot left. Two backs in the backfield along with quarterback Thomas Hughes. Hughes just a sophomore, by the way. And he looks to pass, looks to his left, rolls to the left, has some pressure, cuts up the field. He's going to run it, and he'll get caught right at the 20-yard line. As there's Colby Hofer, he's on the field. He makes the tackle. There is a penalty marker on the play. Looks like it is against Spearfish. Looks like they got back to the line of scrimmage, so it'd be either 3rd and 7 or 2nd and 17, I presume, and they are going to back Spearfish up. Second penalty, 20 yards on Spearfish. Puts the ball back at the 30, and yes, it will be 2nd and 17 from the 30-yard line for Spearfish. Now, we got an equipment issue there for one of the Huron players. It's only going to go so long, or he's going to have to leave. And yep, it was Charlie Martin there trying to get his shoe on right. So 2nd and 17 from the 30-yard line. Hughes in the shotgun, flips it out to the near side. That's Duran. He's going to be hit at the 25 down to the 24. Bischoff, the first man in. Winiger came and helped finish it off. Get a gain of 6 on the play to the 24-yard line. Third and 11 for Spearfish from the Huron 24-yard line. Inside of 7 minutes to go, first quarter, Spearfish up 7-0. Two receivers left, one right, and a pair of backs in the backfield with Thomas Hughes on third and long for Spearfish. He wants to pass, straight drop. He's going to throw far sideline and overthrown. Well defended there by Winiger. Porish came to a help out. Fourth down and 11, and no reason to think that Spearfish won't go for it. From this point, it'd be about a 41-yard field goal attempt. There is basically no wind here tonight, and Marcus does come in, but I think he's coming in for lineman duties here. So fourth and 11, big play here for the Huron defense. Get off the field with the opponent in plus territory. Fourth and 11, Hughes, straight drop, looks right. He's got a man wide open and in and out of his hands. Had his running back, Hunter Walters, open. Just the wheel route there, but Walters was looking back over his shoulder, might have been looking back into the sun. In any case, incomplete, and the Huron defense gets off the field. 6:24 to go, first quarter, and Spearfish a 7-0 lead. Huron will get the ball back at their own 24-yard line. Huron has not got anything done on offense. 1 yard, I guess. First and 10, we have two backs in the backfield, and handed off to Thackeray Hansen, breaks up to the 30-yard line. Hansen just getting back into playing form after missing the first three games and just had limited play in the last week, but he'll get the ball up close to the 30-yard line. Gain of 5. It'll be 2nd and 5. Thackeray has the most speed of anybody on this Huron Tiger team. Now Hulse back in at back for 2nd and 5 near the 30-yard line. Shotgun, and McNeil looks left, drifts left, looking. Now he's under some trouble, and now he's going to throw short. It's complete to Leyendecker, and he's got the left sideline finally knocked out of bounds. Or check that. That was Porish. I could just see the one. Good job of McNeil of keeping the play alive. Then he finds Porish, and a good positive game for Huron all the way up to the 46-yard line of Spearfish. That'll be a gain of 24 to Porish. And Huron a 1st and 10, and they're on the Spearfish side of the field. Two backs in the backfield. Hansen is the pistol back on the 1st and 10 from the 46. Here's the option, pitch back to Hansen, trying to turn the corner. He's got the corner, 45, and Doran finally spins him down at about the 39. About 7 yards on the play for Thackeray Hansen, and it'll be 2nd and 4. So Huron showing a few different things running the ball, but a healthy Thackeray Hansen is one of the reasons why. We'll stay with that formation, with Hulse playing more of a fullback position. 2nd and 4 from the 39-yard line. Handoff straight up the middle. Hansen, he's very close to the first down as he fouls forward there. Tackle made by the Spartans, Marcus Medina. And it is a first down for Huron. Right at the sticks, they don't measure. Second first down, and Huron has it 1st and 10 at the Spearfish 36-yard line. So important to get the run game going for Huron. Here's the pistol, now looking to pass. Plenty of time, going to throw it deep. Far sideline for Porish. Jump ball, and I think it was intercepted by Spearfish. Intercepted by Spearfish at the goal line. With the pick for Spearfish, Carson Sire. And Huron turns the ball over at the goal line, and that was well played by Sire, because really it's a play Huron does, just throw it up in the air to that receiver and see if he can run under it. So Huron turns it over for a second time in the quarter. But now the Spartans have it 1st and 10 at their own 1-yard line. So for the Huron defense, Can he keep him pinned back there? First and 10 at their own 1 yard line. They'll go the shotgun formation. And straight up the middle and barely getting out of the end zone was Walters, I believe. Winnegar in on the stop for Huron. Give Walters one. It'll be second and 9 from the 2. So Huron, 2 turnovers here in the first quarter. The one, of course, costly on the pick 6. Now keep Spearfish pinned back. Second and 9 from the 2-yard line. Second man through again. There's a hole, and that's going to be close and probably gets to the first down. I think that was Carson Sire on the carry for Spearfish. Winnegar again on the stop, but that is a first down for the Spartans after a gain of 10 on the play. Third first down here in the first quarter for Spearfish. So Spartans first and 10, now at their own 11. So we near 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Spearfish may be getting ready to take a timeout because, yeah, they don't look like they had the personnel there. Timeout, Spearfish, 4:03 to go first quarter. Spearfish up 7-0. Here on community campus, timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hanger can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, earn credits through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. First and 10, Spearfish at their own 11-yard line. And back to pass again is Hughes. He'll throw over the middle, and the receiver hit as soon as he caught it. He did catch it. Good wrap-up tackle there by Oakley Anderson, the catch. Was by Medina. Short gain on the play. Give it 2 to the 13-yard line. Second down and 8. Shotgun for Thomas Hughes. He's going to keep it. Want to roll it to the left. Gets around the left. There's a flag on the play. That's going to be a hold. Could see that one from here. Medina had his hands on the outside shoulders of Charlie Martin. Martin did advance the ball up close to the first down, but I was just waiting to see if the flag would come out, and it did. So that was the tight end. Medina on the hold. So from the 13-yard line, this will be a half-the-distance job. So probably about a 6.5-yard penalty. And we'll put Spearfish in second and long. Put the ball back between the 6 and 7. We'll call it a 7-yard penalty. Third penalty, 27 yards first quarter on the Spartans. Call it second down and 15 for Spearfish. Shotgun, Hughes right at the goal line. He wants to pass in the backfield. Will throw short. The pass is complete. Colby Hofer, first one in there and nearly breaking away. Good open field running, but Hofer was there first and then finished off by Bubba Peterson. The catch was by Hunter Walters. And we'll call the gain of about 6 on the play. Third and 9 for Spearfish at their own 12-yard line. So again, a chance for Huron to get off the field here, down 7-0. We're late first quarter, 2.5 minutes to go. And the shotgun for Hughes, two receivers left. And he's going to roll to the left. He's looking. He's going to throw deep again. And the pass off the hands of Vavruska. Riley Winiger was back there, but Vavruska kind of just boxed out Winiger. And fortunate for Huron, that did fall incomplete. That'll make it fourth down, and Marcus will punt. This time, I imagine he will actually punt. Ran a fake, but he wasn't at his own 13-yard line last time. Huron's got to stay honest on that, though. Bubba Peterson, Riley Winiger are back at the 50-yard line. Marcus will punt from out of his own end zone. He will kick away this time. High kick. Bubba Peterson makes the late fair catch call, and Huron will get the ball at about their own 49-yard line. So Huron good field position with 2:07 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Spearfish. Huron will have the ball at their own 49-yard line. Now Huron did show they could run the ball on that last possession. See if we can capitalize on that a little more. Well, we got two backs in the backfield again. Hanson, the deep back, receivers left and right. On first and 10 from the 49, the pitch to Hanson. Turns up field, breaks one tackle, still on his feet, then brought down. Nice open field tackle by Hunter Walters. Just followed Holst, and also pulling on that play for Huron was Elliot Hartman. Gain of 4 on the play, 2nd and 6, and Huron back in Spearfish territory at the 47-yard line. Now we go back to the shotgun with Holst in the backfield. Two receivers left, and here comes a flip to Leyendecker from motion. He's going to go forward, not get a lot on the play. Maybe a couple of yards. I saw them practicing that this week. Evan Wilson on the stop defensively for Spearfish, and Huron's going to have a 3rd and 4. Gain of 2 on the play for Leyendecker. 3rd and 4 from the 45-yard line. We're hitting 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Now, Huron a little slow to get the personnel on the field. Hanson comes running out. Now, we do have a play clock here. There's 5 seconds left on the clock. And there's a big-time offside by Spearfish as trying to time the blitz there was Aiden Cratch, and he was probably 3 yards across the line of scrimmage. You know, and Huron was a little bit disoriented there. They didn't really have the personnel on the field they wanted. Instead, the encroachment on Spearfish gives Huron a first down. 1st and 10, the ball right at the 40-yard line. 3rd first down of the first quarter for the Huron Tigers. 1st and 10 from the 40-yard line. And here comes Spearfish jumping again. Had two guys jump that time. Little play acting there by Huron left tackle Corden Caudill. He had contact from his side. And then, again, it was Cratch going early as well. Already 5 penalties, 37 yards against Spearfish. We're still not out of the first quarter. 1st and 5 Huron now from the 35-yard line. And handoff up the middle is Holst. He'll spin and get a couple of yards on second effort. He was wrapped up, though, by Hunter Walters and Evan Wilson. And that will probably end our first quarter. After 1, Spearfish 7, Huron 0. And we'll take a timeout of 1 minute here on Community Campus Timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Tops? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back in Spearfish, Huron has a 2nd and 4 from the Spearfish 34-yard line. Again, things going to started more poorly for Huron on their first offensive snap. They throw a pick six, but that has wound up to be the only score of the game. Huron 2nd and 4 from the 34, and they stay with the two backs in the backfield. Call it a pistol eye if you want. And McNeil to pass, looks left, it's short, it's complete to Juergens, bobbles, but makes the catch, and he should have the first down. Good sportsmanship there, was helped up by one of the Spearfish coaches. So Juergens, just a quick out, and he was open on the play all the way up to the 26, gain of 8. Huron has their 4th first down here of the first half. 1st and 10 Huron from the Spartan 26-yard line. And handoff straight ahead. Hansen goes through the first wave. He's inside the 25, then driven back. He'll get to about, say, the 23, so a gain of about 3 on the play. And it'll be 2nd and 7 for Huron. So Hansen getting a brunt of the carries here. That was the original plan coming in the season till he injured his shoulder right before the first game against Yankton. 2nd and 7 from the 23. Here's the option. Pitch back to Hansen. Turning the corner, but it's strung out. Well played by Spearfish. Cade Vavruska read it, and he just did not let Hansen get to the edge. He's going to be dropped for a loss on the play. Back to the 24-yard line. So a loss of about 1 on the play is all. Looked like more than that. So 3rd and 8 for Huron from the Spearfish 24-yard line. You would think 2-down territory if needed here for Huron. And Porish is left. I think Winnegar is right, or is that Elwine? And handoff straight ahead, and submarining in the backfield, a loss on the play. That was Marcus that came in and just took out Hansen at his feet. Another loss on the play, about 2 yards. And now Huron's faced with a 4th and 10 at the 26-yard line. So 2 run plays don't get a lot. And on 4th down, Huron will obviously go for it here at the Spearfish 26-yard line. We're early 2nd quarter, Spearfish up 7-0. Hansen and Holst remain on the field here. So 2 receivers set. Elwine left, Porish right. Juergens at the H-back or tight end. Now I think Huron wants a timeout. 4th and... No, penalty mark. Delay a game on Huron. And boy, you hate to see that at this position of the field, and especially when you can see the play clock running down. 2nd penalty, 6 yards on Huron, but now it's 4th and 15 back at the Spearfish 31-yard line. So now we have a slot left. Porish to the right, and we go back to the pistol formation with Holst right behind McNeil on 4th and 15. Now we have another whistle. Now Huron will take a timeout. Timeout Huron, 9:54 to go in the first half. Spearfish 7, Huron nothing. Huron Community Campus timeout, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-252-4181.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Community Campus, time out. As in-person credit hours are just $40 per credit at Huron Community Campus. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Tight game late in Sioux Falls. Roosevelt leads Brookings 26-21 late in the game. Early second half, T area 40. Mitchell nothing. First quarter, Watertown 14, Douglas 0. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Fourth and 10 for Huron from the 31-yard line. Shotgun for McNeil. And McNeil, straight drop. He'll be flushed out to the left, looking. Now he'll heave it and throws it out of bounds, trying to get it to Blake Elwine. Elwine ran into some fencing that was right on the track there. Incomplete. And from a Colton standpoint, you just needed to get rid of it there. Maybe you pick up a penalty, or maybe Blake can go up and get it, but it was pretty far out of bounds, and Huron gives it up on downs. And the Spartans will take over with 9:46 to go in the first half, and Spearfish up 7-0. 4 minutes, 21 seconds. That was the longest possession for Huron tonight. First and 10 for Spearfish from their own 31-yard line. Shotgun for Hughes, and he'll end it off to Walters. Walters breaks through. He's got some room. He's the 50, 45. Finally chased down by Winiger. Poor tackling by Huron that time, and a big run on the play for Hunter Walters. Winiger maybe saves the touchdown there as he's all the way up to the 30-yard line. 39 yards on the run play for Hunter Walters. And that puts the Spartans in business. First and 10 right at the Huron 30-yard line. Fourth first down of the first half for Spearfish. Again, got a tackle better than that. First and 10 and handoff to a new guy in the game. And short gain, Charlie Martin able to make the stop on the play along with Hofer. The carry for Mick Bosch on the carry for Spearfish. He'll get about 2 yards on the play, second and 8. Ball at the 28-yard line of Huron. Spearfish up 7-0. Trying to capitalize on a big run on their first play of the possession. Shotgun, and here's the handoff again to Bosch, and he's hit in the backfield, does stumble forward. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. As in on the stop was Rayshon Whiff for Huron. And Colby Hofer made the first contact. No gain on the play. It'll be 3rd and 8 for the Spartans. Third and 8 from the 28-yard line. Little crisscross there. Handoff up the middle, and not much there as Mason Juergens makes the stop on the handoff to Carson Sire. Good open field tackle, and that will set up 4th and 7, a gain of 1 on the play for Sire. So 4th down, a chance for Huron to get off the field. Shotgun formation for Thomas Hughes on 4th and 7. Long count, and now they look back to the sideline. 4 seconds left on the play clock. Now we're going to get a Spearfish timeout. I think Spearfish initially was just trying to pull Huron offside. They didn't bite. So timeout Spearfish. Will take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Fourth and seven, Spearfish from the Huron 27-yard line. They'll go shotgun for Thomas Hughes. Two receivers right, a wing right, one left, and Hughes to pass. He's going to go that far sideline, turn around, and incomplete. Pass was intended for Duran, and good positioning over there by... Trying to tell if that was Riley Winiger. The defensive back did the job there for Huron, whoever it was. And Huron defense holds. So Spearfish does get the big run, but can't go any further. And with 7:27 to go in the first half, Huron has it first and 10 at their own 27-yard line. McNeil has that pistol eye, and second man through is Hansen. Goes to the right side, has some room, and nearly breaks it. He'll get 8 or 9 yards following Landon Hulst on the play. They'll mark him down at the 35-yard line, a gain of 8, second and 2 from the 35. Again, this is the first time we've shown this package, just because first time we've really had Thackeray Hansen healthy to make an impact on offense. Goes second and 2 from the 35. The pitch back to Hansen, cuts inside the blocker, has the first down up to about the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 7 and a first down. And Landon Hulse, give him a hats off. He is doing a great job leading the blocking. He'll come out now, and Bubba Peterson looks like he'll take over that fullback position. And first and 10 for Huron from their own 42-yard line. Peterson now at the fullback position. First and 10 from the 42. Handoff, kind of a slow developing play. Bounce off the tackle. Hansen reverses field. Comes to the near side. Still going to lose yardage. Well, it was really slow to develop as McNeil turned, and Hansen was just a little slow to get there. Aiden Cratch on the stop defensively for Spearfish. They'll mark the ball back to the 39. A loss of 3 on the play. The loss could have been more than that. So second and 13 for Huron back at the 39-yard line. We're inside of 6 minutes to go in the first half. Spearfish 7, Huron 0. Spearfish scoring on a pick 6 on our first play from scrimmage. Three receivers right on second and long. Going to flip it over to the right side. Pass complete to Hulse. Trying to use the kickout. Flag going to come in from the back judge, and usually that means a blocking infraction. And they're probably looking at Blake Elwine. Blake was doing a screen more than anything. Not they're going to call a hold on Huron. So that may not be on Elwine. Bottom line is it's going to cost Huron 10 yards. Third penalty, 16 yards on Huron. We're now back to the 30-yard line, and that'll make it second and about 20, second and 21, we'll call it. At the 29, second and 23. There we go, Jeff. Second and long for Huron. Don't have to get the entire thing here, but would like to get some back. McNeil going to flip it out. Near side, pass complete to Juergens, and he is tattooed immediately by Duran. He'll get about 3 or 4 yards on the play, and it's third and long for Huron. Dylan Doran on the stop, ball up to the 34. That is a gain of 5. So third and 18, they say. I'll go with their word for it. Third and 18 for Huron from their own 34. Slot left, one receiver right, one back in the backfield with McNeil on third and long. McNeil back, straight drop. Throws over the middle, pass complete to Juergens, puts his head down. He's going to be stopped just short. Now lost the ball, is kicked ahead, but they're going to call him down at the 50. Going to be fourth and 2 at the 50-yard line. Juergens did that thing you don't really want to do, because that can happen. He tried to reach out because he knew he was short of the first down. He did a good job of getting close to the first down. That was a gain of 15 on the play, fourth and two. And right now, Huron appears that they're going to go for it on fourth and two from midfield. A gamble here for Huron. Hansen is back into the game. So big play here on fourth and two. Huron may be trying to draw him off. Nope, they're going to run the play. Hansen up the middle, and he's not going to get there again. That's just been slow developing at times. You just got to get the handoff there as soon as McNeil turns and he's not there. There's a flag on the play, but it appears that's going to go on Huron. And looking out there, but Spearfish coming off the field. Motion on Huron. That'll be declined, and Spearfish will get the ball in great field position on the Huron side of the field as we lost a yard on the play. 4:34 to go in the first half. Huron gives it up at midfield, asking the defense to make a play once again. And Spearfish will have it first and 10 at the Huron 49-yard line. Two backs in the backfield, and the handoff to Walters. Tries to turn the corner, but submarine by Colby Hofer. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that will be it. No gain. It'll be second and 10 from the 49. Getting late in the first half, Spearfish 7, Huron 0. Spearfish scored on the first play from scrimmage on a pick six by Dylan Doran. Spearfish has had a few drives, but really hasn't been able to get much, if anything, inside the 20 to this point. They have second and 10 here from the Huron 49-yard line. Go pistol here on second down. Hughes will hand it off. No, keep it himself, and he's going to be dropped. I'm not sure what they were doing there. Colby Hofer and Rayshon Whiff were there. I'm going to say that's a sack, because he faked the handoff to Walters, then just stood there, and by then both Whiff and Hofer were in there. And that's going to set up a third and long for Spearfish. Ball back at their own 45-yard line, third and 16 from the 45 for Spearfish. Shotgun for Gibson. Straight drop. Here comes the rush, setting up the screen. They come to the right side to Walters. Gets one blocker, but then is brought down from behind, driven out of bounds by Porish. And a late flag comes in. I think they're going to call a late hit on Huron. I absolutely, positively do not agree with that call. The tackle started in the field of play, ended out of bounds. That is not a flag. But that's going to cost 15 to Huron and be a first down for Spearfish. That was right in front of me. I saw it.
Personal foul, laid out of bounds on the Tiger.
So it's a gain of 7 on the pass play and a 15-yard penalty. First down for Spearfish. Fourth penalty, 31 yards, and that is a costly one. They were going to have Spearfish at fourth and long. Instead, they're going to have it first and 10 at the 31-yard line. First and 10 from the 31. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Gibson to throw. Plenty of time. Going to throw deep on the near side of the field and nearly intercepted. Riley Winiger had his hands on it, and it almost looked like Juergens maybe ran into him. Incomplete. It'll be second and 10 with 2:53 to go in the first half. 7-0 Spearfish, but they're threatening here with a first and 10 at the 31. Second and 10, I should say. And the two backs in the backfield with Gibson on second down. And the handoff, Walters up the middle, has a hole, spins inside the 20, and that'll be a first down for Spearfish. Tackle made downfield by Bubba Peterson, but a gain of 11 and a first down for Spearfish. That's their sixth first down of the first half. Spearfish at the 19, threatening. They have two timeouts, and they have plenty of time here. 2.5 minutes to go, first half. First and 10 from the 19-yard line. Again, in the shotgun for Gibson. He'll hand it off to the second man through. That's Walters, tripped up at the 15, again that time by Oakley Anderson. And, or excuse me, that was Evan Wilson on the carry, his first carry of the game. Gain of 4 on the play. Second and 6 from the 15. Second and 15. We're down to inside of 2 minutes to go in the first half. And Spearfish has two timeouts, so the clock not an issue here. Shotgun again. And now they look like the Spearfish line took off too early. That's going to cost the Spartans 5 yards on procedure, 6 penalty, 42 yards. Ball back to the 20-yard line, second and 11 for Spearfish. Trying to punch in their second touchdown here of the first half. So second and 11 from the 20-yard line. Spearfish has a more of a tight formation here for Wilson. There's the hand. No, a reverse there and going to be snuffed out by Juergens. They ran a reverse to the tight end, Cole Malo, and Juergens drops him for a loss. That's back to the 26-yard line, a loss of 6 on the play. Try the end around. And Spearfish now with a 3rd and 17 back at the 26-yard line. Clock rolls here late first half, 1:10 to go. And again, Spearfish in no hurry with the two timeouts in their pocket, but 3rd and long here from the right hash for Spearfish at the 26-yard line. Wilson going to keep it, tries to turn the corner. He's looking to pass and gets drilled. He was a little indecisive, and Bischoff came in and laid him out. Big hit by Bischoff. And that time it just looked like Wilson had the option to run or pass, and he was just indecisive. And Bischoff said, I'm not going to wait for him to make a decision. I'm just going to put my head down. Loss of 2 on the play. And it's going to be 4th and long for Spearfish, and... Well, they're showing punt, but I would be wary of a fake here. Snapping it from the Huron 27-yard line. Marcus is the punter. And now we have delay a game going to be called on Spearfish, which they probably did on purpose. Makes you think a little more possible that they will punt it. 7th penalty, 47 yards here in the first half for Spearfish. And now they have 4th, and the scoreboard says 24. I'll go with that. Huron has nobody back to receive the kick. Snap is there, and Marcus will shift to the right. Flag on the play. Now he'll boot it high in the air, and it's not going to get far downfield. Will bounce inside the 15 and out. Check out the flag on the play. I think it's going to go on Spearfish, so Huron will just take the ball. Oh, just 1 second left in the first half, wasn't it? I have a hard time seeing the clock. That's no excuse. But 1 second left in the first half. See what the penalty is. If it is on Spearfish, obviously Huron will decline. And I saw a procedure call, which can only go against the offense. So I'm sure that'll be declined, and Huron will take the ball and take a knee. And that will end our first half. Or what are we doing here? Huron is switching and bringing the offensive unit in, it looks like. Well, the One official's acting like he's going to walk a penalty off, but I think Huron's going to get the ball first and 10 at their own 15 with 1 second left in the first half. First and 10 at the 11 for Huron, and again, I'm sure Huron will just take a knee, and go into the halftime locker room and talk about it. Well, we are showing the pistol formation here. And what are we doing? Well, I don't think we have enough guys on the field right now either. Yeah, but they are showing pistol here. Now Bubba Peterson comes in late, and it will be just a kneel down by McNeil, and that will end the first half. Halftime, Spearfish 7, Huron 0. 2 minute timeout, then back here with our halftime report here on Community Campus Timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Ryan J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Lumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Lumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Lumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.